Last night, the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate arrived. Tomorrow, we're going on a retreat for our youth, but today, they want to film a video for their YouTube channel. I'm also going to film a video for this YouTube channel, this video, because there's a very important lesson. Let's go. The Franciscans reserved this incredible location to film their special project, which I will tell you about. But first, the topic of this video. People reach out to me very often and they're in a spiritual emergency. They're seeking a miracle. Usually, they're already offering the sacrifice of the Mass for this intention. They're already visiting Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and they want to know, what else can they do? So I'm going to share with you what I personally do in this similar situation. We will be getting back to the Franciscans and their special project. I mentioned that this is a big week. I'm going to give you 3 tips. When you have a big event in your life, or if you have a spiritual crisis and you need to flood a certain circumstance with graces. Tip number 1, if you need grace and you need power in a circumstance, you need to fast, going a certain amount of time without eating. Pray and discern. Do you need to fast 24 hours, 36 hours, 40 hours? Pray. Every single person's circumstance is different. I recommend 40 hours specifically. Why 40? Because our Lord fasted for 40 days and he found the number 40 to be significant. Think about the temptation that our Lord experienced. The devil probably did not tempt him on day 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. I imagine that the devil tempted him on day 36 and said, hey, you're almost there. Make these stones into bread. But it was very important that our Lord persevered for that 40. Why fasting? There's several reasons. One of them, the Lord said that some demons are only driven out through prayer and by fasting. Physical mortification of our appetites is essential for certain circumstances. On top of that, I'm trying to flood a situation with grace. When I fast, it hurts, it bothers me, it irritates me, it agitates me. I'm weak, I feel my weakness. 15 hours in, 16 hours in, 17, 20, 30, 36, 38, 39. The more hungry I am, at every moment that I'm hungry, I'm offering every single second as a sacrifice to God. At every single second that I am accompanied with this ache, I'm accompanied with this agitation and this weakness, at every single second, I'm flooding grace into a situation. I don't know that 40 hours is right for everybody. I like 40 hours for another reason. The stomach begins to change after 48 hours. When you get into 48 to 72 hours of fasting, you have to be careful when you introduce food again. You have to refeed in a certain way. So I would like to avoid any changes in refeeding. I have a video that's dedicated to an introduction to intermittent fasting and what you should do if you're doing an extended fast. So if you're doing 40 hours of fasting, I do encourage you to use electrolytes to take in salt, potassium, and magnesium. I will put a link in the description for electrolytes that I take. This simply helps so that your muscles continue to work and your brain has a little bit more clarity. But if you really need grace in a certain circumstance, pray and discern. Do you need to fast 24 hours, 36 hours? 40 hours. Pray. Every single person's circumstance is different, but whatever you discern and resolve, try and keep that. But a good number that I recommend for people is 40 hours of fasting. The second thing that you can do to flood grace into a circumstance or situation, try to do everything in union with the will of God. We should be doing this anyways. When we make it an act of the will, I'm only going to do what I believe to be the holy will of God, and I'm going to do it with as much love as possible. What does that mean? That means every single thing that I do, if it is the will of God that I take out the trash or wash the dishes, if I do that with great love, taking out the trash, washing the dishes begins to flood grace into my life. If you're a child of Mary, you do everything with, in, and through Mary, and she will help you to do the will of God better. Add to that another benefit. When you do things that are in line with the will of God, It also brings you peace of soul, and it's the best way to guarantee that you have the providence and protection of God in all of your activities. If it's the will of God you perform a certain activity, He will give you the grace to accomplish it. So for example, if your event at the end of the week is a retreat, by you doing God's will in the present moment to prepare for that retreat, not only are you flooding grace into the circumstance, but you're also ensuring to the best of your ability that this retreat will go according to the will of God. By focusing on His will in the present moment, it prepares us for what He has for us in the future. And third and finally, what can you do to flood grace into a circumstance or a very important situation? Besides upping the number of rosaries you do, change the way you pray the rosary. This message is so important. Saint Alphonsus Liguori said that God rarely answers those who do not use mental prayer. So as you up the number of rosaries that you pray, pray the rosary using the method of mental prayer. This is so important. We should try to be doing this at all times anyways. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do if you do not know the steps of mental prayer. So let's say, for example, we are praying the third sorrowful mystery, and I am offering the third sorrowful mystery for the intention of a retreat that we're having. Step number one, make an act of faith in the presence of God. God is so intimately close to you. Recall that fact to your imagination, that God is as close to me as my face is to my hand. He's as close to me as the very air that I breathe. Step number two, in your mind, imagine the crowning of thorns as if it's happening directly in front of you. You close your eyes, and to the best of your ability, imagine the bloody face of Christ with a crown of thorns. The thorn is digging in so close to His eyebrow, it's practically almost touching His eye. His eyes are bloodshot. He's sweating profusely. He's miserable. So you allow that image to impact you, recalling that Christ is just so intimately close. And although this is in your imagination, is God really that close? Yes, 100%, He's that close. And remembering that and seeing how much He loves me here is very powerful, but we're not done yet. Then in your imagination, you're imagining this bloody face of Christ so close and so intimate to me. And in that moment, there in that scene, you present to Him your petition. Dear Lord Jesus, I see what You've done for love of me, the crown of thorns that You have on Your head. I beg of You, the graces that came out of the blood that shed from Your sacred head, give those graces to my students. Let their minds be purified by the crown of thorns that was on Your head. And then you pause, look into our Lord's eyes, and see if He has anything to say to you. He might put on your heart, He might say, my son, I will give them these graces, but you must pray more. My son, I will give them these graces, but are you willing to sacrifice for this situation or that circumstance? So by praying every decade of the rosary in this method, it ensures what Saint Alphonsus promised. Those who practice mental prayer are more likely to be heard in their prayers because I'm entering into the sacred mystery. The Holy Spirit is stirred up in me. He will communicate through movements of the heart, through clarity of mind, but the very act of putting myself in His presence, recalling how much God loves me, that He would take on human flesh, addressing Him here in this sacred mystery is going to flood your life with grace. Let us quickly review. If you're in a tight circumstance, you got somebody sick and in the hospital, you're praying for somebody's conversion and you want to pull out all the stops, you've got a big retreat or an event where you need grace to flow into your life, let's review. Fast. Do everything that is according to the will of God, within and through Mary, with as much love as possible, discerning at every moment what is the will of God, letting her lead you. And then finally, integrate mental prayer into your rosary and up those rosaries to be as many as possible.
Amazing.
The Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate were instrumental in my deepening of my faith in Mary and my love of St. Maximilian Kolbe. When we did our 33-day consecration, we used the book written by Father Matthias, and the Franciscans of the Immaculate were the ones who facilitated me producing the Rosary Testimony of the Petersons. So I'm honored to share with you that they started a brand new YouTube channel dedicated to sharing high quality, well-produced testimonies of Mary. The channel is called Hyperdulia Media. Please go check it out and subscribe. My testimony of the miraculous medal will be available there soon. And I've got one more announcement. And that is, all of our content that we've been producing is also coming in Spanish. If you are a native Spanish speaker, I encourage you, go and subscribe to my new channel, Gabi en Español. All of the old videos, all of those quality videos that we've put out on the internet will be available in Spanish. Slowly they'll be released, but also new videos specifically for Spanish speakers are going to be released. So I encourage you, if you're a native Spanish speaker, if you prefer to share and to hear messages in Spanish, this channel is for you. So again, that is Gabi en Español. I will have all of that information available in the comment section. Also will be a link if you want to support this mission. Translating and having these videos made into Spanish isn't cheap, and we can use all the support we can get. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you very soon.